From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. At one time or another, just about everyone needs to be rescued. And stories about rescues make for great drama. We love to hear about real-life rescues, stranded mountain climbers saved from stormy slopes, or desperate victims pulled from floodwaters. Rescues make great movies, too. Those tend to be more personal stories, often about people whose loved ones are in danger and who risk everything to help them. In the recent action movie Taken, for example, Liam Neeson's teenage daughter is kidnapped by international slavers, and it takes her father's experience as a retired secret agent to track her down and bring her home. But let's say the tables were turned, and it was Neeson's character who was abducted, leaving the young woman to come to his rescue. And let's say that to do it, she disguised herself as a man and successfully infiltrated the slaving ring. Then you'd have something like the story of today's opera, Fidelio, by Beethoven. It was originally called Leonora after a daring young woman who rescues her husband from the brink of death. On this edition of World of Opera, it's the premier example of a genre sometimes called the rescue opera, Beethoven's Fidelio. It comes to us from Budapest in a production by the Hungarian State Opera, led by conductor Adam Fischer.